But then right after that, Big Fatty has his show. He starts off the whole, it is,
he is
customary
okay.
that Big Fatty starts off the shitstorm.
Okay.
And so
I want to meet him too.
Big Fatty does a 20-minute show. So an hour, basically he does three shows. So good night, George.
Good night, George.
So I don't know why I can't talk and type at the same time.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty starts off the shitstorm.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1469 of the BFO for Thursday, the 12th of September, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my last day in Vegas, the trip back in. Can you hear that? Ha, 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 ha. Can you hear that? Yes, we're going to hear it. Hello, home poopas. Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. But hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, even though it doesn't feel like Thursday to Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, it feels like a Monday. But, y'all, it is Thursday. And, y'all, first day back in the coal mine. And, y'all, you know, I'm still adjusting from the Pacific time back to the only time zone that matters. And, y'all, I got to admit, I was dragging a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like that Donna Sugar. No, not that kind of drag. But, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the gay country boy. Yes, Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No. No. That's Wes and his co-host Kimberly. We met them out at the Pride 48. And y'all, Kimberly, after they did their little show, they went out and had some supper at a barbecue joint. And y'all, she got a little tummy ache. But y'all, the good news is, and not that this is good news that Kimberly got a tummy ache, but y'all, I believe that's the only person that got sick this year at the Pride 48. So we're delighted, just delighted that that was the case. You know, Miss Bacon, she brought, 30 gallon drums of hand sanitizer and Kleenex, and people had vitamin C tablets for everybody to eat and everything. Y'all, it was lovely. So anyway, but y'all, I want to just tell you, after the closing a little show on Sunday night, y'all, a group of us went to see the Divas, which was the Dragatorium show at the Quad Resort, and y'all, it was really quite good. And there were cocktails, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something, they were strong, and we were all woo. After those, and y'all then came back and got back to the room about midnight or so, and y'all then Granny, I had to take Granny, and I took David, that blue jeans guy. Hi, David. Yes, Big Granny, he was lovely. To the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. We left at 4 a.m. Well, y'all, that is a chicken bazoom. 4 a.m. in the morning, and but Granny decided instead of going to bed, he was going to just stay up all night. So, y'all, he was down hooting it up. He was just hooting it up with that Gavin. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And with that Daniel Biba. Y'all, sure enough, about 3:30 a.m. in the morning, here he comes back to the room, and he finished packing his underpants, and then we were off. And I came back to the room, and I immediately went back into a coma. And y'all, then that morning, Gavin and Tracy and Carter, y'all, we went to the restaurant that was recommended by the gay country boy, called the Egg and I. And y'all, it was quite good. It was really quite good. And y'all, you know, it was quite good when we got there at like I don't know, it was probably about 10 a.m. in the morning, and on a Monday morning. And y'all, the place was packed. So if you know it's that packed on a Monday morning at 10 a.m., you know it's got to be good, and don't ever even try to go to it on a weekend is all I got to say. But we did that, and then we came back to the hotel, and then Gavin and Tracy and I, later that afternoon, y'all, we went to the buffet over at the Caesar's Palace, sometimes known as the Kaiser's Palace. Beh, ready. And y'all, they have a delicious buffet over there. It's very high quality, and it's not your $1.29 buffet, y'all. It was really good, and we all seemed to enjoy it, and then came back, and y'all, there was a coupon in the books they gave you when you checked in for $20 off food or beverage at selected locations, and y'all, one of the selected locations was a little bar right down near where the elevators were, where most everybody was staying, and y'all, so it was me and Gavin and Hendrik from Germany, and the game night guys, and who else joined us? Tracy came down there later on, and supposedly the big liar was going to come, but he never showed up, so I guess he was just a big liar. Yes, Big Freddy, big liar. And y'all, we all used our $20 coupons, and we each had two or three drinks, and then y'all, it was off to nip-a-nap time, and so Big Fatty got up on Tuesday morning, because, you know, that was my travel day. And, y'all, I went ahead and got to the aeropuerto, had to turn in the rental vehicle, the rental escape. And there were no problems with that. And, y'all, got on over to the aeropuerto, went through security, not a problem with that at all. And, y'all, then, you know, I had told you before that I had a free day pass to the brand new Centurion Club. That's the Americans Express Club. And so, y'all, I took advantage of it. And I went in there, and it was just as nice as it could be. It was very quiet. There were no children in there or anything. And, y'all, they had a delicious spread of brofkas. They had what all did they have? They had an assortment of breads and muffins and all kinds of fancy spreads and all that kind of stuff. And then they had scrambled eggs with herbs and some chicken sausage and potato mixture. They were all cooked together. It was delicious. And then they had kind of a breakfast frittata with Parmesan. Oh, zucchini. It was breakfast frittata with zucchini and Parmesan cheese on top. Lovely. Then a lovely array of fresh fruits and yogurts and cereals and all kinds of stuff. And then they had all the coffee you could drink and juice and all. And, y'all, the bar was open. And, y'all, it was all complimentary. So, y'all, Big Fatty decided, you know, I tried the Bloody Mary for the first time when I was at the Hara a few weeks ago. And, y'all, it was lovely. And I thought, well, you know, they're not going to get any better than this. And but I said, well, you know, I'll just try one here since it was complimentary. And so I told the lady, I said, I'd like a spicy Bloody Mary. And, y'all, she made one, and it wasn't as good as the one at the Hara, but it wasn't bad. And so I really enjoyed that. And then y'all, I probably spent 2 hours in there before we started boarding the aeroplano, which, as we all know, is Mexican for aeroplano. But anyway, and you know, I was sitting over, and y'all, they had all these little nooks that you could sit in, and all these comfortable chairs and everything, and every one of them right there at it had a little charging station, and you could plug into the wall, or you could use the USB, or just all kinds of things. And they had the free inner tubes and everything like that. Y'all, it was just lovely. And so I was in there, and the lady came around, and she picked up well, this was a different lady. She came by and picked up my glass with my Bloody Mary. She says, I'm going to bring you another one of these. I said, oh, I don't know about that. And I said, okay, but make it good and spicy. And she says, okay, not a problem, Big Freddy. And, y'all, she brought it back, and, y'all, I downed another one. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I was feeling no pain when I left the Centurion Lounge. It's not like It's not like how Big Fatty was on Sunday at the Hara, but y'all, it was good. It was good, and y'all, we boarded the plane, and y'all, everybody was seated and everything, and y'all, I drifted off. I never heard the safety announcement. I never felt the plane take off. I was out like a light, and y'all, it was not a bad flight back, is all I got to say. And y'all had good connections in the Hatlanta. The valise arrived in Charleston. Larry Clyde was there. Y'all, it was the easiest pickup of the grips in Charleston ever. And y'all, then I was back home here at the Fat Cave by about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. Because y'all, I don't know if you knew this little tip or not, but at most aeropuertos, air traffic, at least in the northern hemisphere, takes off to the west. Unless there's bad weather moving in, because weather moves from, as a general rule, weather moves from, what do you call that, west to east. And so you don't want to take off into bad weather. So if there's bad weather coming in, you take off to the east. Well, y'all, when we went to land in Hatlanta, we were landing to the east. And we had to avoid some thunderstorms and all coming into the area. And we had a little turbulence and all. But and I said, oh, well, this will be good because, you know, if we take off to the east from Hatlanta to Charleston, it makes that trip about 15 minutes shorter if we do that. And sure enough, y'all, we did. And we were ahead of schedule coming into Charleston. It was just lovely. Y'all, they barely had enough time. And the flight wasn't full or anything. They barely had enough time to do the beverage cart. But, y'all, it was lovely. And they did it. And it was just wonderful. So, anyway, and got home and got everything unpacked and everything. And, y'all, I slept well. I slept well on Tuesday night. But, y'all, I could have slept a little bit longer. So, hopefully, by the weekend, I'll be hunky-dory. Beef, Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, during my lunch hour on Hump Day, I went to the Valencies because y'all didn't have a damn thing to eat. I mean, I had something for breakfast, but y'all, I picked up a couple of bananas, some onions. Y'all got me a head of cabbage. I just felt like I needed some cabbage. BS, Big Fatty, you haven't fought it enough. They had the chicken fillets, you know, the thinly sliced ones. I got some of those. It's some ground beef. Cutlets, that's the word I'm looking for. Some solid. Y'all, they have the Atkins frozen TV dinners on sale, so I got a couple of those. Y'all, they have the pineapples on sale, got one of those. Some Parmesan cheese, some butter. And y'all, I spent $53.94, and I saved $16.77. Big Freddy, and you still hadn't filled up the refrigerator. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I have sad news to pass along. On Hump Day morning, y'all, Big Fatty noticed a large coffee stain on his little placemat he has at the breakfast table. And y'all, the Volcano mug has gone to glory, y'all. Y'all, it was given to Big Fatty by that Brian in Boston. You know, he is the unsubscribed, self-appointed historian of the BFO. Y'all, it got a crack in it, and I had to put it out of its misery. And anyway, y'all, think of Big Fatty as he drinks from just a white trip. Big Fatty, it was a mug! Was there a story behind it? No.
Dear
Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now I know that on the Ventriloquist Cast last Friday we did Spot and McFaddy, but y'all, I'm gonna hit those pictures again because I don't think the stand-in Big Friday did them justice. Y'all, that Eric in the Seattle spotted Big Friday. Y'all, he's wearing some sort of Batman costume with some sort of what is that thing called over your junk? Big Freddy, it's called a junk cover. Y'all, it says poor Big Freddy, not a winner. I don't know what that means. Y'all, then there's Skeeter. Y'all, Big Freddy wanted to play with Skeeter's butt. Big Freddy has fallen, but it never worked out. And it's a picture of, y'all, I got to look at this closer because I still can't tell what it is. Skeeter is, I don't know what Skeeter's doing, but it's some kind of bull or something like that. It says, rumors are swirling amidst the Pride 48 and horror communities about the much-anticipated first contact of Big Fatty and Skeeter in Lost Wages. This artist rendering captures the essence of those rumors. Big Fatty, I think you were being a bull. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the past 3 days of the little shows. I broke them up so that you would have a little show each day. And, y'all, I needed a little bit of a break there. And anyway, we'll stimulate. Big Freddy, please don't talk about being stimulated. That's vulgar. And, y'all, as soon as I finish recording this, y'all, I'm off to a horror meeting. Y'all, there's no rest for Big Freddy. I fly in, too. I say Tuesday night and Wednesday night, I've got a horror meeting to recap the big horror weekend 3 weeks ago. And was it 3 weeks ago or just 2 weeks ago? Big Freddy, we don't remember. It was 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks this Friday. Friday? No, 3 weeks today. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, there really is no rest for the weary. And anyway, I'm off to that. Y'all, I thought I'd close out today's little show by going into the mailbag. I know Hat M has missed a Big Freddy reading to him, so I thought I'd just read this. And y'all, the title of this is Sunday Morning Sex. And it says, I will never hear church bells ringing again without smiling. Upon hearing that, her elderly grandfather had just passed away, Katie went straight to her grandparents' house to visit her 95-year-old grandmother and to comfort her. When she asked how her grandfather had died, her grandmother replied, "He had a heart attack while we were making love on Sunday morning." Horrified, Katie told her grandmother that two people nearly 100 years old having sex would surely be asking for trouble. And she says, "Oh, no, my dear," replied Granny. Not Granny, but the Granny. Many years ago, realizing our advanced age, we worked out the best time to do it was when the church bells would start to ring. It was just the right rhythm. Nice and slow and even. Nothing too strenuous. Simply in on the ding and out on the dong." She paused to wipe away a tear and continued, "He'd still be alive if the ice cream van hadn't come along."
Be ready!
Oh, Lord. Paul, thank you so much for that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, and y'all, give me a day or so, and we'll be back in Eastern Nada time, and again, if you were in Vegas, it was lovely to see you. If you weren't able to make it this year, y'all start putting away a little something-something every week, and try to join us next year. I know it's not possible for everyone to be there, but y'all, it's never going to be possible for everyone to be there, but if you do make it out to Vegas, there's one thing they can expect, right, Wes?
Big Freddy starts off the shitstorm.
Oh, Big Freddy, you better believe it, especially after fibering.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.